This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Health workers are gearing up for what could be a tough fight against COVID this winter. While things appear to be improving in southern states, including Florida and Texas, the Delta variant is driving up hospitalizations in the West and fueling outbreaks in the North. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Health officials are lamenting how many people are no longer wearing masks and how many people chose not to get vaccinated. Dr. Donald Milton at the University of Maryland says we're going to see a lot of outbreaks in unvaccinated people that will result in serious illness and will be tragic. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden's reportedly chosen former FDA Commissioner Robert Califf to again lead that agency. The FDA, of course, is the agency that's pretty much at the heart of the government's COVID response. She's tussled with former President Trump. Now, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski has an announcement. She's running for re-election. The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
The Alaska lawmaker repeatedly has bumped heads with former President Trump and even voted to convict Trump in his second impeachment trial. Trump endorsed one of Murkowski's leading opponents, Kelly Chewbacca, in June. And in July, the Alaska Republican State Central Committee endorsed Chewbacca after Murkowski's impeachment vote. The Murkowski re-election bid will be closely watched nationally as Trump has focused his political efforts on punishing his political opponents. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The jury isn't there today, but prosecutors and defense attorneys in Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial are discussing how jurors will be instructed when they get the case next week and begin deliberating. Rittenhouse is charged with murder after shooting two men dead and wounding a third at a protest last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin. This is AP News. Activists are asking sponsors of the Beijing Winter Olympics to defend their sponsorship. The AP's Mike Rossi has got this.
Human Rights Watch has asked leading sponsors of the Beijing Winter Olympics to explain why they remain largely silent about alleged human rights abuses in China. In an online briefing, the rights group said it reached out to all but one of the IOC's so-called top sponsors in lengthy letters almost 6 months ago. The only reply came from Allianz last month, saying we stand behind the Olympic movement. Earlier this week, the International Trade Union Confederation issued a scathing report alleging genocide and crimes against humanity in the Xinjiang region of northwest China. The Beijing Games open February 4th. I'm Mike Gracia.
The U.S. is urging Americans to leave Haiti because of deepening insecurity there and a severe shortage of fuel. That's affected hospitals, schools, and banks. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.